Good evening, brothers and sisters. It is time that we might begin our service this evening. If you would, turn to 344 for our opening song, 344. I'll go ahead and read the announcements, and you could be looking that song up. Please kneel with me in a word of prayer. Our most kind and most loving Father, we feel thy children desire to come before thee, to thank you for the many blessings of life, and to give thee all the honor and the glory and the majesty in which thou deservest. I'm thankful, Father, for this beautiful day and the opportunity that we had to partake of the emblems of life and to fellowship one with another. And I do ask and pray, Father, now as we have come together again to hear thy word spoken, that your spirit would be with us, that your spirit would rest upon our brother and he would be able to speak those things in which you've given to him to speak to us. Prepare our hearts and our minds that we might be able to receive them in gladness. Oh, Father, I do pray that you be with the many of our people that are sick, that we have lifted up unto thee. I pray that you might be merciful unto them. And those, Father, that are having problems within their heart or within their mind, whoever they are that are struggling in the flesh, I ask and pray that your Spirit might rest upon them and give them peace. Oh, Father, I am thankful that we have a God, that we can come before you, and that you would hear our prayers, and that you love us enough and care for us enough to pour out these blessings in which you have poured upon us. Now, Father, we do wait upon thee now at this time, and we pray these things in the blessed name of thy Son, even Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, we have a special for our second song. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful special. That was really pretty. Well, I'd like to introduce our speaker of the hour. Yeah, he's my brother, but he's also my neighbor. And we've been, of late, practicing all things common. My chickens find it very, very easy to fly over the fence and be and walk around in Jim's backyard anytime they want to. So we share our chickens. So I always appreciated Jim and his approach to the gospel. It's very simple and straightforward, and I hope and pray that your hearts are ready to hear the word of God through our brother Jim Yates, Sr.
Gordon. He said, Speaker of the Hour. It's going to be a little shorter than that. I'm going to go first to Genesis. First book, first chapter. One, two, three. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. In some of my research for this sermon, I found that in the scriptures, the word light was used 266 times. And if I was to bring every one of those 266 times to you this evening, yes, you would be here plus an hour, but you're not going to. I'm only going to bring you about five or six. And I would like to talk a little bit about light tonight. We have a lot of different kinds of light. Some give off quite a bit of light, some don't. A match, not much light. Or a candle, kerosene lamp. And then we get all different sizes of flashlights, from little bitty ones to five or seven cell that give off a certain amount of light, even more so. And we find that they even have a handheld spotlight that will give off a million candle lights. Light this whole room up, one light in your hand. And then we have another light. It's going down outside right now, the sun. Most of these lights depend upon electricity of some way or another. This or a battery to make it work. But we don't have to worry about power outages or a dead battery when it comes to the light that God provides. That light will never fail. In the scriptures, we read about many forms of light. And I would like to start with one, the burning bush that appeared to Moses. In Exodus, third chapter. Three, two to four. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame, out of the fire amidst the bush. And he looked, and he beheld the bush was not consumed, And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn? And the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. And God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. The burning bush was to get Moses' attention. And it did just that. It got his attention. After the Lord talked with Moses for a while, we find out why he wanted Moses' attention. He had a specific thing for him to do. And I often wonder if the Lord has something for us to do. Would we drag our feet? Or would we immediately say to God, Here I am. As Moses did when God called out to him. I think from time to time we tend to drag our feet. But God does have something for us to do for him, each of us. And a good-sized group of us are doing just that tonight. When the door opened up today, we came in his church, his house. And here he expects us to listen and to learn through the scriptures that he has caused to be saved throughout the centuries and to bring forth into each one of us to help us live a better life. The next scripture I'm going to read tells us exactly what he wanted Moses to do. A very important project. Probably much bigger and more important than Moses ever even dreamed of. I know he didn't expect to find upwards to 1 million people in his charge, and that project would take him 40 years of his life to accomplish. I'd like to go to the third chapter of Exodus. Verse 10. Come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. There's the project that he had for him. Not just the beginning, you know, just taking him out of Egypt. That was big enough. But for the next 40 years, while studying Exodus in Sunday school, was it taking us 2 weeks? Or three? We found that after several terrible plagues of one kind or another, the children of Israel were set free. Then you go to Exodus 13. We will find another kind of light. 21, 21st verse. Exodus 13. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. The Lord never left them alone, day or night. Just like He'll never leave us alone if we give Him the chance to be the light in our life. This all happened at about 1491 B.C. Now, I'd like to jump almost 1,500 years to 4 or 5 B.C. And here we find another light. On a cold night, we find a magnificent star standing over Bethlehem and a stable where our Lord Jesus Christ was born. This star lighted the whole world. Not just that in the Holy Land, but in the Americas too. I'd like to go to 3 Nephi, first chapter. I was going to start at 15th verse, but I want to read the 9th verse to set this up a little bit. And now it came to pass that there was a day set apart for the unbelievers, that all those who believed in the traditions should be put to death, except a sign should come to pass, in which was given by Samuel the prophet. Now go down to the 15th verse, 15 to 21. And behold, the time is at hand, and this night shall the sign be given. And it came to pass that the words which came unto Nephi were fulfilled, accordingly as they had been spoken. For behold, at the going down of the sun, there was no darkness. And the people began to be astonished because there was no darkness when the night came. And there were many who had not believed the words of the prophets, fell to the earth and became as if they were dead. For they knew that the great plan of destruction which they had laid for those who believed in the words of the prophets had been frustrated, for the sign which had been given was already at hand. And they begin to know that the Son of God must shortly appear. Yea, and fine all the people upon the face of the whole earth, from the west to the east, both in the land north and in the land south, were so exceedingly astonished that they fell to the earth. For they knew that the prophet that had testified of these things for many years, and that the sign which had been given was already at hand. And they begin to fear because of their iniquity and their unbelief. And it came to pass that there was no darkness in all that night, but it was as light as though it was midday. Through reading the scriptures, we know from a surety that the Son of God was born. This little babe grew to manhood. And we find another light. We find it in John. John 8, 12. Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Christ taught the way to eternal life with him and his Father. In his teaching, he spoke of yet another light, a personal light that we should have in our lives. Go to Matthew 5:15. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He's telling us to pay attention to that what he taught, so that our light will be noticeable to those who live around us, that we mingle with from day to day, that they will say there's something different there. But just when we think that everything is going fine, we find that we have to look out for another light. The light of deception. It's out there. And this light of deception is there to do none of us any good. This light will lead us astray and steal our souls away, if not careful. Paul tells us that this is a light to beware of. 2 Corinthians, 11th chapter, 14th verse. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Satan does this for the sole purpose of deceiving us, to lead us astray, and to lose that light that Jesus spoke of in Matthew 5:16. Go to 2 Nephi 6:23, page 106. Who transformeth himself nigh, a little different, unto the light of an angel, and stirreth up the children of men into secret combinations of murder and of all secret works of darkness. But not all is doom and gloom. The Book of Mormon clarifies that. Tells us that Satan cannot stand in front of us or before us in the light of a heavenly angel. Nigh, but not the full brightness. But yet still bright enough to deceive us if we're not careful. We have to be able to recognize that something is wrong, and to pray for discernment, that we might know the difference from the true light of Christ and the false light of Satan. If we live our lives so that our light shines And the light of Jesus shines forth in us. In the end, then, we will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter ye in to live with me and my Father." That's what we're looking for. In closing, I told you it wasn't going to be long. I'd like to read about yet another light that has been given to us for the good. If we have been faithful and obedient to the end. Revelations 21, 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in that, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Revelations 22, 5. And there shall be no night there, and no need of candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they reign forever and ever. If we have been faithful and obedient and followed the commandments of Jesus Christ and endured to the end, we can live in that light with God the Father and Jesus Christ in all their glory for all eternity. Thank you.
See here, please be mindful of the announcements, and let's turn to page 81 for our closing song, 81. I know my Redeemer liveth. Would you please stand as we sing? Thank you. our most kind and most loving Father. We're thankful, Father, for the light in which you've given unto the world. And I pray, Father, that we might have that light within our hearts and that we might also shine forth according to thy purpose in our lives and to others around us. Oh, Father, I do ask and pray that you would watch over us now throughout the remaining of this week, that you'd keep us safe, that you'd help us to accomplish the things that are before us. I pray, Father, that you will return us safely as we would come together again to worship thee on Wednesday. Now, Father, we do thank you, and we do pray these things in the blessed name of thy Son, even Jesus Christ. Amen.